from tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from Sex and Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2015 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, September the 5th, 2015. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the service teaching on the spirit of trauma.
I want to pray first. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you all the glory for who you are. You are mighty. There's no God like you. No God like you. You're the only one true God, the living God. All others are created beings. And they do belong to you. And one day you're going to throw them all in the pit. We'll give you the glory for it. And Father, you allow them to be here so men can make a choice. So that men can choose to love you or love what's not you. So Lord, I ask you for everybody here, they choose to love you. That we all just love you, Lord. And Lord, I'm going to admit right here that none of us know how. We can't even love you unless you help us to love you. But this is a life of grace. Grace means your power in our lives to accomplish your will for our lives. So Lord, give us your grace. Lord, thank you for the authority you've given us in Christ Jesus. To trample on the serpents, the scorpions. Power and authority over all of the power of the enemy. And Lord, in that authority we bind a strong man over myself, or I do, and I bind a strong man over every person here and every person listening. Every person watching, bind every mind-blinding spirit, every deaf-dumb spirit, every hindering spirit. And Father Yahweh, I thank you that every portal of darkness be closed in the name of Jesus. That there would be an open window to the third heaven, the throne of Yahweh and Yahweh alone into this building in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the anointing that destroys yokes, Lord. And I thank you that my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, and that people have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say unto them. And Lord, we thank you for the blood of the Lamb of God by which we can approach the throne of grace boldly, and we give you all the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. A few thoughts come to my mind. Thank you, Lord. I want to second what Brother Glenn said. Let me tell you something about the power of words. If your words don't change, your life doesn't change. You're going to rise and fall to the level of your confession. Period. Proverbs 18:21. And this is so plain. And this just shows you how good the enemy is at doing his job. Don't ever get into a place where you think that it's you that whips the enemy. Let me tell you something. The more you do this, the more you know how messed up you are, how great God is, and how it's all about Jesus and what He did at the cross and His resurrection power and how little it is about us. Our job's to agree. Period. And the more you agree with God, the more you allow Him to love you, the more you love Him, the more obedient you are, the more He shows you. Okay? But how good a job has the devil done when so many of the church, you can be around church people now, listen to them talk death and curse themselves over and over and over. I saw a friend of mine, a good friend, when I was first born again. They were kind to me, reached out to me and my son, loving people. And his dad was a Mason. Okay, he invited me to be a Mason. Thank the Lord, he showed me that I didn't need to be. About a week after that. And the reason he invited me to be a Mason was because I shared with him that my dad was a 32nd degree Mason and a Shriner. Okay? And then I got taught. But that man's work, and I met this man's mother. She's gone on to be with the Lord. I hope she knows him. If she did. But because her husband was a Mason. I mean, I had never heard such fear come out of anybody's mouth, and every word was fear. Now the son, wasn't necessarily that fearful, but he would make statements. I remember him making a statement, and the statement was, I gave a cell phone to my daughter, guarantee in 2 weeks it'll be gone. Guess what? It was gone. How about if anything bad is going to happen to me, anybody, it's going to happen to me. Well, before I met him, he slid down a slide into a water, into a lake, head first, and broke his neck. His alignment, you know, an electrical alignment. About 2 weeks after he made that statement, his bucket dropped 20 foot across his back. It wasn't long before his house was destroyed, he was divorced and everything, and I promise you, it was a mouth. And boy, if you belong to the Lord, the devil hates you anyway. The devil's not after the lost. He's trying to keep them. But really, he's got where he wants them. Oh, and the lost run all the spectrum. Listen to me. There's the good old boy lost that goes to work, loves his family, does everything he's supposed to do in almost every regard. Acts better than some Christians. You hear me? One of the reasons he acts better is he's not opposed. Okay? Because the devil leaves the man alone, because if he can leave him alone, he'll die in that state and he gets another victory. The devil does. Okay? You start praying for him, watch everything fall apart. Huh? You better start praying. Then there's the lost that's in the ditch of alcohol, out drugs, prostitution, whoredoms, whatever. They're in another ditch. He prayed for them too. But he really doesn't have to do much with them because they're already doing it. They're already full of demons doing everything that he wants them to do. They're working for him, whether they know it or not. And listen, we're on one side or the other. You're a child of God, you're a child of the devil. But once you are truly converted in a child of God, now you are a target. You got a target on you. Okay? Now, some people that are children of God sit in the pews. Not everybody's called to be in front. We're all jointly fit, jointly naked. Everybody's called to share. Everybody's called to share. My Bible says we're to make disciples of all men. You're to share to the limit of what God's given you. And then listen, if you're a good teacher, you're more than joyful when a student teaches you.
Amen.
Huh? You don't care. You just learn to get it. And if you stay teachable, you can get taught. I was introduced to deliverance in about 2001 and a half, somewhere thereabouts. Ministry called Cleansing Streams. They didn't necessarily call it getting demons out. They called it getting hooks out of your soul. Okay? And they took us through breaking curses and rejection and soul ties, breaking all those things. But I don't recall them casting out demons. But nonetheless, they did all that. And it was good. And it changed some things. Changed my life. I went through twice. But what it did for me was that it showed me the power of God through His people to help His people. Amen? And I mean, you know, I've been beat up for a long, long time. I came out of there and I said, you know what? I want to help people. I want to help people get free. Because we're to freely give what we've been freely given. Amen? So I began to walk this life out and I began to take people. And I would take them through breaking the curses and through the wrong. You know, what I find online that I found printed out. Took them through breaking that. Breaking soul ties. Forgiving. Oh, listen, it starts with forgiveness. Don't even bother with anything else. You know, right here. Hear me? Don't bother. You can go nowhere. Huh? We got to get that down. We're layered people, and sometimes it comes out later, but you've got to have a heart change that says, I'm willing, show me more. I got shown. Listen, I sat right here in this pulpit and taught on unholy judgment. Told it on the radio. I know it, and I live it. I know it, I know it, I know it. But the Lord showed me today somebody I had judgment on 20 years ago. Oh, and by the way, I walked in here this weekend with a back that was hurt, okay? Hips, actually, hip this time. Hip that started with a back injury, that started from an assignment, okay? And a mold intoxication. And the saints prayed for me, right? And the Lord is good. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. Those of us been delivered for a while, I've been in here, time, I told you 2001, and then actually being engaged, there are people been doing it here 30 years or more. But one of the things, okay, I came out of that cleansing stream, I saw that, and then somebody told me, and my wife, about a ministry in Lufkin, Texas, And the lady's words were, I came from those deliverance services, but they're different up there. So we made an appointment. And we went up there, and there was a little man and a little lady in there, old man and old lady. They were old than me at the time. Of course, I was in my 40s. They were 60. That's all relative, you know. You know, old is 10 years older than you, no matter how old you are. All right. So there's this little old man and a little old lady in there, and they took us through a book that you'll see over on that shelf called Breaking the Curses of Deuteronomy 27 and 28. And they cast the demons out of us.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. We've broken all those curses. Breaking curses breaks repentance, first of all. Without repentance, there's no freedom. You're not going to repent? And that's not lip service. Repent means, I'm sorry. I don't want to do this anymore. And I want to turn away.
Amen.
Okay? I want to turn away. And if you're smart, by your grace, Lord, I can't do it alone. Because, listen, you can do nothing on your own strength. I always tell people the things I used to do that I don't do anymore that were evil, it's by the grace of God. And the things I do well now that I would have never done before, it's by the grace of God. Jesus gets all the glory. So that old couple, I'll never forget, we walked in there, and he says, hold on a minute. And he opened the back door, and he says, get out of here.
Jesus.
He was running the demons off from the last deliverance. And we sat there, and here's what struck me. One of the things that struck me and taught me at the very beginning. In the middle of him taking me through deliverance, he puts his head down like this and he says, give me a minute, son, the Lord is dealing with me. Give me a minute, son, the Lord is dealing with me. So this man's taking me through deliverance, but yet he knows the Lord's dealing with him. We began the first trip to that book, that event. Coming out of there, they had a bookstore, and I bought that book. And I bought a book called Handbook for a Deliverance Minister by Frank Marzullo and Frank Hammond. I think it's a mixture. Great book. Great teaching book. They let us select Hamilton. And so we came here in 2005, my wife and I. But here's what I've noticed over the years. And I tell people this. I said, the people that I've seen that actually are probably some of the most of the powerful people in the world, because they know they're God and they're doing great exploits, are all willing to stand up here and be delivered while they're doing deliverance. And to take it in front of everybody and say, thank you, Lord, you're delivering me. You hear what I'm saying? And they're all willing to sit in these chairs out here, whether they're sitting right here or not, and they participate. And if you watch their lips, when the minister's ministering, their lips are moving too, because you know what you begin to know? It isn't done until we go home. It's not done until we go home. So always be willing and never take for granted that you've already covered an area. Never take for granted that. Because we're layered people. Okay? I want to encourage you that deliverance is a lifestyle and a lifelong process. It's not a one-time deal. It's a lifelong process. I also want to encourage you that two steps forward and one back is still progress. Although I don't pronounce that on you. Two steps forward and one back is still progress. You got to get up and fight. Huh? Now, we're about to do a little demonstration. I'm going to take you through a couple sets of scripture and give you a real-life application to this battlefield of the mind. Okay? I'm going to tell you right now, the devil never quits. He never quits. He might look for more opportune moments. Okay? Once you start dominating him in a given area. You know, can I tell you something? In the very book of Genesis, Cain, of all people, Cain, he's not baptized in the Holy Ghost. He was about to murder somebody. But yet, God told him that both Cain and Abel made their offerings. Cain was rejected because he did it wrong. And he knew it. He did know that. Okay? He knew what to do. But God comes, and in a paraphrase, He said, "Why does your face look like that? Why are you, why is your face down? Why are y'all looking the way you're looking?" And God says, "You know to do right. If you do right, you'll be accepted." Then He says, "Sin crouches at the door." Oh, and listen, it wants you. It desires you. It. It's an entity. It's a being. But He told Cain, "But you have dominion over it." So how much more dominion do we have over it, if we will? You're going to have to win the battlefield of the mind. So every single one of you here, every single one of us, goes through valleys of decision. Valleys of decision. Oh, and we pray for each other, and we need to. We encourage one another, and we need to. We have other people pray with us in agreement, and we need to. But all of that is preparation for the moment when it's you and the devil and God. And He's talking His tracts, and you're going to respond. Are you going to do what God says? Are you going to believe what God says? Are you going to believe this lie? Every one of us has valley decision. So we can cast every day. Don't think because the demons are gone that the same spirit on the outside that used to be on the inside won't come talk to you just like He was on the inside. Because they will. But you can keep them out if you don't agree with them. Amen. And that's your job. You've got to guard your souls. Okay? So I'm going to come up here, brother. Now this is like one of the most godly young men I've ever seen. But he's going to play the devil. Okay. All right. Let me go here first. 2 Corinthians 10, chapter 10, verse 4. See the first part of it in a little while here, where we're going. Okay. All right, Lord, thank you. I'm going to combine this with the armor of God, and we're going to do a demonstration for you. Battlefield's in the mind. Everybody say, "The battlefield's in the mind." How about, "As a man thinketh, so he is." Okay. Starting with verse 4. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." For those that don't know, a stronghold is a demonic thought process. It's any thought process, whether conscious or subconscious. Often it's subconscious. You're not going around going, "I hate me, I hate me, I hate me, I hate me." But you hate yourself. That's a stronghold that has to be pulled down. "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Means you've got to guard your thoughts. And by the way, not all the things that pop in your head are your thoughts. The devil is a projector of thoughts. And he'll first person you. He'll first person you. In other words, he'll put "I" in front of whatever he wants to say to tempt you, cut you down, do whatever he wants to do with it. Alright? You've got to learn to recognize that. And you've got to take him into captivity. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. This is about the weapons of the armor of God. And by the way, church, people practice putting it on. And that's okay. Okay? But it's not really about putting it on. It's about living it. It's not about putting it on. It's good to teach your kids that way. You know? And maybe if you need to, if that helps you, I'm not cutting anybody down who does that. But you got to live it. Okay? So, Ephesians chapter 6. We'll start with verse 10. Because here's the key. Remember, I said you can't do this on your own. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spirits of wickedness in high places." How many been up here for deliverance and when you get through feel like you've been in a wrestling match? Huh? Thank you, Father. I got to take a minute. I bind whatever's attacking me right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever's hitting me and right here in the name of Jesus, I break their power in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, this battle is won in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Alright. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in evil day, and having all done to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Listen. Loins girt about with truth means don't lie. Believe this truth. This becomes your loincloth of truth. Everything that this Bible says you hold is true. And anything contrary to that in the world, regardless of who says it, what opinion, how many people go by, you say it's a lie if it's contrary to the Word of God. So now you're girt up with truth. And you don't let lies come out of your own mouth. Your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, listen, do you share the fact of what Jesus done for you? It's simple. Not everybody's a preacher. You don't have to know the whole Word of God. But you can sure say, the Lord's been good to me today. Huh? Somebody says, how you doing? Well, it's good because the Lord is good. Amen? Thank the Lord. He saved my soul. You can share that way. That's your feet prepared with the good news of the gospel. It's willing to share in the way that you can what God has done for you. Above all things, taking the shield of faith, with which you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, if you took fiery darts of the wicked and you took vain imaginations, they're synonymous. They're the same thing. Anything that exalts itself gets the knowledge of the Word of God. Okay. So one of the fiery darts of the wicked is the devil bringing the truth. Well, he trying to slant it. No. It's not the truth. Okay? Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. If you're already saved, you have the helmet of salvation. But do you believe you're God's kid? I mean, one of the biggest problems is with that salvation it comes, you know you're saved, maybe, but you're still charging you? You're still mad at you? You still won't forgive yourself? You're not wearing your helmet. Huh? You indeed have it. But you've got an opening. Hear what I'm saying? We have to have confidence that God is God. And that we're His kids. And that we're in a royal family. Huh? A royal priesthood. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You can rebuke the devil till the cows come home. Sometimes a rebuke works. Sometimes you'll get worn out just rebuking him. Because he's bringing lies. You need to bring truth back. And the truth you bring back is the sword of the Spirit. I tell people when I teach them and I minister to them, if you don't know the Word of God, get you some cards and put it in your pocket. Listen to me. Don't be proud. You don't know the whole Bible. You need to know the applicable scriptures that apply to how you are tempted. Okay? So if you were operating in fear, you need to have maybe, I have not been given the spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. Okay? You need to know those things. If you don't know them, get you some cards. Get those index cards, put them in your pocket, put them in your purse, do whatever, and when you come under temptation, pull them out and say, know them. It is written. That's swinging the sword. If you know those words, willing to learn them, God will teach you. Everybody say, I'm teachable. And the Holy Ghost is the best teacher of all. And I have the mind of Christ. And I can do all things through Christ, through strength. I believe God will teach you. You don't know. But you've got, listen, you will wear out unless you pull the sword. It's our defense. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all things. It has to become not just us. It can't just be as one guy who say, my Lord, no more. It has to be that we start praying for one another and being servants. But Jesus said, listen, the grace falls the servant of all. Do we have the attitude that says, I'm willing to serve others in whatever the way the Lord has shown me to serve? And he also says, don't despise small beginnings. Huh? Don't despise small beginnings. Serve the Lord. When you serve His people, you serve the Lord. But we've got to turn things away from just, look, we're His children. I am a son of the living God. I have something to offer the body of Christ. All of us do. Huh? You know what a river looks like when it gets stagnant? You ever heard of the Dead Sea? You know what the problem with the Dead Sea is? It's full of salt. Guess what? We're the salt of the earth. Huh? It's full of salt. The problem is it has no outflow. Hmm? One day, pretty soon, that thing's going to get broke up. And it's going to clean up. It's going to be an awesome place in the millennium. Hmm? Okay? One day soon. Very soon. But don't be stopped up. You need an outflow. You need an outflow. For some of you, it might be direct ministry. For others, it's just praying for people from your house. Sit down with God and say, who you want me to pray for? We pray for the Chinese today, Lord? How about the Hindus? What about the Muslims? I'll tell you what, the Muslims are getting saved by visits from Jesus. Because the gospel can't be brought to them because they kill them. But because somebody's going, Lord, please save the Muslims. Pour out your spirit on the Muslims. God takes that and says, oh, I'm going to go pour out there. And then there's some Muslim that's been truly searching for the living God. And Jesus shows up, a man in a white garment. And they wake up, they go to bed dead, and they wake up alive. And then they may die. They're going to heaven. You hear what I'm saying? Alright. Now here's our demonstration. He's going to be the enemy. Alright? And he's going to throw a fiery dart at me. Fake imagination. And I'm going to block it with my shield of faith, and I'm going to swing the sword. Okay?
Worthless.
Shut up, devil! I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
You'll be just like your dad.
Shut up, devil! I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus.
You really believe the promises?
I rebuke you, devil. The promises of God are yes and amen. Amen.
You'll never amount to nothing.
I am a child of the Most High God, part of a royal priesthood. Thank you, Father. Now listen, serious. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't stop the dart, it sticks. You hear me? If you don't stop it, it sticks. You're going to absorb it. So you either deflect it or you absorb it. So don't wait till the second or third before you start fighting back. Immediately respond. Be quick to repent. Be quick to forgive. And don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Oh, and that, by the way, if you get mad at 12, don't wait till 9 to start repenting. Start forgiving. No, don't play that game. Said I'm going to stay angry for 8 or 9 hours, but by God, I'm going to bed, not letting something happen. Just as soon as you come to yourself, which basically means you start hearing God telling you to forgive, release, don't get offended. As soon as you're aware, that's when you start releasing. Amen. All right. Thank you, Father. I pray over the people of God. I apply the blood of Jesus to any open wounds now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I give you the glory that people are going to get healed today. I give you the glory in the name of Jesus that emotional wounds will be healed today. I give you the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus that even physical wounds that are caused by the emotional wounds will be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. By definition, thank you, Lord. Trauma is an overwhelming life event that renders one helpless and or fearing for his or her life. Trauma overwhelms abilities to cope and is outside the range of normal experience. Traumatic experiences typically take place beyond the parameters of collective consciousness. It remains in the subconscious mind. There's so much of what we do that can only be revealed by the Holy Spirit. When we're doing deliverance, I explained to somebody today, I said there are things that the more that you operate in battle, the more you know that this causes this, and this causes this, and this causes this, and pretty well every time. Okay, that's it. That one kicked out and all that. But we, you know, it's always in the Holy Spirit. It's only because we're in Christ that anything leaves. It's only because of that. But then there are times the Holy Spirit will give this word and that word and words of knowledge and wisdom on how to do what. And so we're always listening to Him. But there are things in the person. Do you know who the most important person in a deliverance session is? The person getting delivered. Because God will determine the amount they're going to get, but they can too. I can't. None of these ministers can. Okay? Not our choice. It's you. Are you willing to repent? Are you willing to open up to God? Are you willing to believe? You can limit your own deliverance. God won't let you take more land than you can hold. There's a principle that we take off the Word of God. It's talking about Israel going into the Promised Land, and it says we're going to take this land back bit by bit, lest the wild beast devour you. I hate to tell you, but we've been raised by demons. You really get the picture. Unless your mom and daddy were delivered and did deliverance on you right after you were born and raised you in the fear and admonition of the Lord, you've been raised by demons. So you start walking in deliverance. Then you start taking away from what they put in you. Amen? Trauma throws into question or destroys healthy beliefs about God, self, and others acquired from parents, school, says religion. We're going to talk about only religion we want is Jesus. And that's relationship and not ritual. And culture. Trauma is an emotional response to a terrible event like an accident, a rape, or a natural disaster. I speak right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that Lord, even as we're going through this teaching, if there's trauma, where there is trauma, Lord, that you bring it up to remembrance at the proper time, Father, that the people of God can be healed. In Jesus' name. Lord, shows you something, even while I'm going through it, even before we go to deliverance, so just forgive them. Forgive. If you had a part in it, repent. Repent for your own anger and hatred and bitterness. It comes from most of these events. Okay? Immediately after the event, shock and denial are typical. Longer-term reactions include amnesia, unpredictable emotions, flashbacks, strained relationships, and even physical symptoms like headaches or nausea. All these feelings are normal, and they are. It says some, I'm just going to say most, people have difficulty moving on in their lives. Some specific causes of trauma are a bad experience that upsets someone, that makes you feel very upset, makes you afraid or shocked. There are times that we'll have known to pull up, like a hammer blow, hit somebody in the chest and will pull that hammer out of their chest where they hit the sun. A serious injury or a shock to the body, as from the violence or an accident. Trauma can come into you. A spirit called trauma can come into you from a physical accident. Remember that, listen to this. The demons can cause a physical accident. They can also take advantage of one. Because when you are hurt, you have a weakened state in the will. Spirit of trauma can enter your life through accident, emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, shock, verbal abuse, violence, etc. Amnesia is a defense. Research has shown that individuals respond to overwhelming trauma by using a variety of psychological mechanisms. One of the most common means of dealing with pain is to try and push it out of awareness. You know what happens? You know what a jack in the box is? A jack in the box, you push it down, and you push it down, and you put the lid on it, and then your life spins like this, and all of a sudden, it comes out. Jack in the box. We don't want to be a jack in the box. Or a Jill in the box. Some label the phenomenon of the process whereby the mind avoids conscious acknowledgement of traumatic experience as disassociative amnesia. Others use terms such as repression, disassociative state, traumatic amnesia, psychogenic shock, or motivated forgetting. All that aside, there's a near universal scientific acceptance of the fact that the mind is capable of avoiding conscious recall of traumatic experiences. This is not an uncommon event. Evidence shows that it is not rare for traumatized people to experience amnesia or delayed recall to the trauma. Amnesia has been reported in combat, for crimes, for concentration camp experiences, and for torture. Evidence of this process can be found in the early literature on World War I and World War II. Here are some quotes from researchers. We can take things that are evidence in the world and look at them through scriptural lenses and see how to dismantle what the enemy does. Because many of the things in the world, even our sicknesses and other things, listen, they're a reflection of a spiritual problem. You dismantle the spiritual problem, the other stuff lines up. So here's some quotes. It will be seen that certain disturbances are common to all. Amnesia, varying from complete obliterations of the past to obsolescence, that means the process of forgetting, of the scenes occasioning and following the shock. Severe headaches, and a mental condition varying from slight depression to severe stupor. One said there was frequently a strong disinclination to talk of the forgotten periods, as if they were being actively inhibited or suppressed rather than as if they had been passively disassociated. Listen to me. We don't live in the past, but there's two reasons to go back. One of them, you need to go back and get healed sometime. You got to go back and repent, forgive. The Lord takes us back there to get rid of some things. The second reason you talk about the past is to give God glory for what He's done when you're healed. Amen? You can't stay there. But you can get, if you had an open wound, somebody go to touch it, you're going to draw it back. But if you got a scar, you know what happened there. Now you can touch that scar because you're healed. In all of these cases, whenever the memories disassociated from the normal personality were revived, they were accompanied by an outburst of emotion, sometimes of frenzy, but generally of fear. It is natural to thrust aside painful memories, just as it is natural to avoid dangerous or horrible scenes in actuality. And this natural tendency to banish the distressing is especially pronounced in those whose powers of resistance have been lowered by the long continued strains of trench life, the shock of explosion, or other catastrophes of war. Now, I was talking about war, but some of us were put in the trench at 5 years old at home. And you've been in a state of war ever since. And that war is with yourself and with other people. People around us also encourage us to forget and move on. There's an obvious need to move on with life. However, without the healing power of Jesus, you may move on, but you're still attached to the event, the people, and the spirits that invade with every traumatic experience. Thank you, Father. There were 22 Holocaust survivors who, as children, hid from the Nazis. As children, they were encouraged not to tell, but to lead normal lives and forget the past. The most pervasive preoccupation of child survivors is the continuing struggle with memory, whether there's too much or too little. For a child survivor today, an even more vexing problem is the intrusion of fragments of memory. Most are emotionally powerful and painful, but make no sense. They seem to become more frequent from time to time and are triggered by thousands of subtle or not so subtle events. Here's a quote. So much of my childhood between the ages of 4 and 9 is blank. It's almost as if my life was smashed into little pieces. The trouble is, when I try to remember, I come up with so little. The ability to forget was probably my way of surviving emotionally as a child. Even now, whenever anything unpleasant happens to me, I have a mental garbage can in which I can put all the bad stuff in and forget it. Still afraid of being hungry. I never leave my house without some food. That's body chair. Again, I don't remember being hungry. I asked my sister and she said that we were hungry, so I must have been. I just don't remember. That's a chart of different types of amnesia, things that happen in combat. So it says in car accidents, 8% of people get amnesia on it. Law enforcement, 19%. Disaster, 30%. Combat, 26%. Physical abuse, 26%. Rape, 23%. Now, I don't know who they are. Those are stats. But I know over and over in this deliverance ministry, there are people that that have trauma, and they don't remember things. Trauma plays out two different, another way as well. We'll get into it. Trauma will work to maintain the open wound for demonic activity, including confusion, insecurity, betrayal, and disillusion. Cases of trauma open up the individual for sexual abuse, bullying, domestic violence, indoctrination, alcoholism, addictions. Seeing death can bring spirits of death and terror and fear of death. I had a man that goes to my small group 2 weeks ago, and there was 3 kids that they had a terrible wreck and they got killed running from the police, 15, 16, 17 years old. He was firing, came on the scene. And I ran into him actually in church. And he said, "Would you pray, man, pray for me, man. I was first on the scene that accident and I saw all that." Okay? But he meant, his deal was, "Pray for me," you know, and normally people, well, I said, "No, we don't pray right here." Okay? And I prayed for him and we cast the trauma out. Asked God to cleanse his mind of those visions. God did it. But you've got to get those out of there. So, you know, if you're a police officer and you're hearing this, and you're walking with God, you're a fireman, or a guy riding in an ambulance, if you're a soldier, you need to command the trauma to leave you. You need to have no part of it. What's your fault? But the enemy will work on you. But tell it to go. If you got hurt, wounded, we need to tell trauma to go. It's like glue. You have replays and visions of things. Trauma can be replayed emotionally, even if the memory is repressed. So you're not remembering it, but boy, if something hits you, like Sister said, a button pusher. Something hits you, boom! I don't know what happened, but this happened. This, that jack in the box, that explosion comes up. Certain events can trigger unexpected anger, with the danger of anger always present. It's just under the surface. Triggers can bring fear, resulting in panic attacks. Undealt with trauma can bring numbness or the need to be numbed. Many people, they've never dealt with a trauma from a given event, and so they're at war all the time. Their amygdala and the hypothalamus gland are engaged and fired up. You've got a God-given fight or flight in our physical body. But when you get traumatized, you kick into the, and it's not dealt with in Christ, you're kicked into that mode all the time, and your hormones are never right the rest of your life. You're in a fight mode or a flight mode. So you're either ready to battle everybody or run from everybody, one of the two. Sometimes people take medicine to calm that war. It's within them. No condemnation to you, but there is a more excellent way, a better way. Emotional flatness, preoccupied, distance and coldness, despair, loss of self-esteem, replay. In cases where trauma is remembered, there can be images, thoughts, flashback, nightmare, paranoia, sleeplessness, insomnia occur when a person is not at peace because you're always looking for danger. What's going to follow me next? Shock can follow a traumatic experience and bring its own stupor, anxiety, overactivity, agitation, impaired judgment, confusion, detachment, and depression. First time I ever heard about trauma, I was walking out the door. There was a woman named Charles and Frances Hunter's daughter. Joan Hunter's related. And so I just heard these words spoken. It says, trauma, we found, is like glue that holds everything else in. And sometimes you're not getting people helped or healed or whole. And she said, because trauma's there. And once you deal with the trauma, all that other stuff comes out. I just heard it. Asked them for it. Well, the next person I ministered to was, trauma, boom, it did. Listen, I'm going to tell you something about deliverance ministers. We don't know everything. And the Bible tells us where to cast out demons. And other than a few places where it says this one screamed and this one wrenched him and all that, but it doesn't tell us what the manifestations look like. It doesn't tell us every name of every demon. And it doesn't tell us. I remember the first time the Lord told me to cast a turtle spirit out of somebody. And I'm turtle. And he says, anoint her neck with oil and cast that terrible spirit out. And when I did, she dropped the floor and sucked her neck in like this. Yes, sir. And you just obey the voice of the Lord. Amen. There's an old saying that says, if it's not there, it won't come out. I'll say it again. If it's not there, it won't come out. But we have another saying that says, when in doubt, cast it out. Huh? So if something's coming to you and we're sitting in, you know, never discount it. Your own personal walk and walking out your personal deliverance with the Lord. If you hear, now listen, the devil ain't going to tell you to cast himself out. Huh? Jesus said it clearly. You know, a kingdom divided against itself is going to fall. If you hear something, just act on it. Amen. Luke 2:32. Go back on the page.
Go back. Yeah.
The answer to it all is Jesus. Who's the answer?
Jesus.
Who's the answer to everything?
Jesus.
Who's it all about?
Jesus.
It's about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. You know, the more you know, the more that you understand, it all goes back to the foot of that cross. Huh? Oh yeah, praise God. Resurrection power. Thank you, you resurrected, Lord. Thank you for that. But if he had never died, we'd still be dead. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Luke 2:32 says, a light for revelation of the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. John 12:46 says, I am come into the world as light, that everyone that believes on me may not abide in darkness. Say, I'm a child of the light.
I'm a child of the light.
Mark 4:22, but there is nothing hidden which shall not be made manifest, nor does any secret thing take place, but that it should come to light. Hidden wounds bound by trauma, manifest in unholy actions and hindrances that prevent us from being all that we can be in Christ. This deliverance, and let me tell you something else about walking in freedom. It's not just about getting free to be free. Okay? God, the Lord wants us free, absolutely. You want to prosper? You want to be prosper? Get free so you can hear His voice, so you can walk with Him daily, so that you can commune with the living God. It's Him and you, and you and Him, and we're together, and we're and believe it or not, He wants to partner with us on this earth. Huh? He trusts us as His children. We're the salt of the earth. We're the light here. Our light's not supposed to be hidden under a bushel. It's supposed to shine. Right. So as we get free, we're supposed to look to share and freely give what's been freely given to you. Hidden wounds. I'm going to say this again. Hidden wounds bound by trauma manifest in unholy... How many here have done some unholy actions? Oh, good, everybody. And hindrances that prevent us from being all that we can be in Christ. I remember shortly after I got saved, and when man asked me if I want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, I made this statement to him, and I said, I want everything God has for me, and I want to be everything God wants me to be. You know, and that's really what our attitude needs to be. Accept yourself as God's precious child wherever you're at. You got to accept that. And then say, Daddy, where are we going from here? Where are we going from here? He loves us too much to leave us like we are. But He loves us absolutely, as who we are. The Lord is the light and shall bring out these hidden works of darkness. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. Are you willing to ask, to seek, and to knock? We need to ask the Lord to show us any open wound left in our lives. When there's open wounds, we face the issue of commonality. That means we're going to be affected by spirits similar in nature to what has invaded our wounds. We need to give Him permission to heal us and ask Him what we need to do as part of our healing. I'm going to give two demonstrations of that. There are people that sometimes you see them and they get set free of drugs, alcohol, and the lifestyle of whoredoms that comes with it. And they're no longer doing it. But they despise and are repulsed by those that are. By the human beings. Hear me? They're not healed. They're not healed. Because when you're healed, you have compassion and pity. You hear what I'm saying? You have compassion for them. And you want to see them healed. Now, you don't need to go fellowship with them. Okay? You don't need to do that. Unless you've grown in maturity for many years and it's not fellowship, you might be sent. But boy, you better know it's God. You hear me? Boy, you want to be praying. You want to be their biggest advocate. Because God pulled you out of that mess. But you're not healed, so you can't. But guess what happens when you get healed? You're willing to weep for them. You're willing to cry for them. You're willing to pray for them. You have hope and belief that what God did for you, He'll do for them. But you're not healed, you're going to despise the human. I knew a lady. She's an awesome woman of God. She's a nurse. She has an understanding of deliverance. She traveled around East Texas. And she went in this one place that was on her stop and had a Buddha in the front. Every time she'd go in there, she'd get sick. Get sick. Physically sick. And about the third time she came out there and got physically sick, she said, "Lord, what is that?" And He brought to her mind the yoga that she participated in. Because, see, she had an open area in her life that was common to that demon that was around that Buddha and that whole place. Listen, if you see a Buddha, that means that territory has been given to Buddha. You hear what I'm saying? So every Chinese restaurant you go into, buy that Buddha. If you like Chinese food. Huh? If you go to a Mexican restaurant, buy the sun gods. Okay? Listen, I'm just going to share this. I went to Nepal. I would not go in. Listen, church. Don't go in a Buddhist temple. Don't go to Turkey and go to the Blue Mosque because it's a beautiful building. Because you're going to kick your shoes off to Allah. That means you're honoring Allah. The only reason you should ever go in a place like that, if you know that you know that you know that God sent you on assignment to pray. Anything else is just playing in the enemy's territory. You're creating a territorial violation. You're getting demons. Don't go to the Mormon temple. You hear what I'm saying? But we're in Nepal. And this is in the second week of my first trip to Nepal. And we're there and we're resting. We had 10 days of ministry. And they took us. Then we had 3 or 4 days where we went, rode elephants and went on safari. And then went to this place called Pokhara, which is a beautiful place up near the Himalayas. And the whole place, the foothills there are 10,000 foot tall, they give you, and they're full of jungle with big mountains behind you. And so we go to Pokhara, and they have a waterfall that flows down, beautiful river, and then it goes underground. And they were going to take us underground. And when we're walking to go underground, my partner tells me, he says, "You realize we're going down into a temple?" We're making this circle, going down there, and I'm looking at all these carved images of fallen angels and mixtures of men and animals on the wall, and then the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and He said this. He said, "Every piece of land in this nation is cursed. Every single piece, except that belongs to My church and My people." So if you're going to go to Nepal and be a missionary, you're going to walk on cursed land. Okay? But that didn't mean we went to Hindu. I mean, would have gone in. Now, if there was a temple in there, we ended up going down and praying as a group in the name of Jesus. And they had all these little things, little rocks that were stacked up, thousands upon thousands, that those Hindu people seeking a miracle from their gods who aren't God had come in. Okay? And stack those rocks. And they go in there and they ring a bell when they get in there. And that just tells the demons we're here. Calls them up. But they had all those rocks. So we all went down in there and I'm telling you, listen, I've not been given the spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. But I'm going to tell you, as we're crawling through this hole, walking down through there, I'm telling you, fear is blowing all over. Having to do battle just to go down. But we joined hands and sang and asked the Lord to reveal Himself to every one of those people and put those rocks. Okay? That being said, don't go unless you know God sent you. Okay? Say in the name of Jesus. If I've ever been in territory, That belongs to the devil.
That
the people have given over to the devil.
I repent.
In Jesus' name. And I break the power
of
that territorial violation. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We need to apply the blood of Jesus to any remaining open wounds. I did that before we even went into this. As the Lord takes us through this process, we will have to forgive the persons, the places, and the circumstances as the Lord brings things to remembrance. The Lord will choose the timing, and He can heal many at once or one at a time. We submit this to His Lordship. Matthew 18:19 says, "Again, I say to you that if two of you shall agree on the earth concerning any matter, whatsoever it may be that they shall ask, it shall come to them from my Father who is in the heavens." Do you agree that trauma and all associated spirits have to leave?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were once darkness, but now light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light." Are you willing to walk in the light?
Yes.
Let's pray. It should be up there. Dear Heavenly Father, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All glory is yours. You are my deliverer, shield and buckler. You are my front guard and my rear guard. I come to you now in the name of our awesome King Jesus and ask you as a little child for your light to shine into my life. Lord Yahweh, in Jesus' name, I'm asking you to show me any open wounds from trauma and shock in my life. I'm asking you for healing in these areas. I believe you will show them to me because I am a child of your light and not of darkness. I'm asking you to show me what I need to do as part of my healing process. I'm asking you for your strength in Christ Jesus to help me as we walk this out. Where I stand myself as a result of these wounds, I take responsibility and ask for the gift of godly sorrow that leads to repentance. I declare in advance that it is my choice of will to forgive all, including myself. Thank you, Lord, in advance for your love and your grace in granting me victory over darkness. I thank you that from this day forward, trauma will not be the glue that binds wounds open and demons together, as trauma has no place in me. I bind the strong man, bind against me. In Jesus' name, I apply the blood of Jesus to any open wounds. I bind and break all demonic shields and seals. I submit to your Lordship, Jesus. Believe that according to Luke 10:19, you have given me authority over all of the power of the enemy. I believe you've commanded me and all believers to cast out demons in
Mark 16:17.
I agree that as the minister calls the spirits out, that all spirits who are called out have to leave, whose legal rights are broken. I agree that all like spirits have to leave.
I agree
and command that all squatters have to leave
as well.
In Jesus' name.
I believe that Yahweh
God is for me and not against me. I believe that where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is liberty.
And I believe
through
the Son Jesus sets free
is free indeed.
I receive the salvation
and the deliverance of the Lord.
Now, right now, I'm going to pray that all unholy soul ties are broke. The Lord brings anybody to your mind, even by the still small voice or by a vision. Say their name under your breath. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. All unholy soul ties are broke. In the name of Jesus, even in the area of trauma. In the name of Jesus, and any others where they've repented, where they remain. In the name of Jesus, in any area of their life. I just thank Father that I just see it right now. All sin is traumatic. So we break that in the name of Jesus. We send the souls and spirits of the foreign souls and spirits back where they belong in the name of Jesus. And we call the people, soul and spirit, back to them in the name of Jesus. We sever the cords of control and we sever the demonic bridges in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. And now I command all spirits to transfer through the unholy soul ties to come out. Now, in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath, church. If you haven't been taught, don't be praying in tongues when you're going through deliverance. Okay? If your husband and wife, don't hold on to each other. Okay? Just let God be God in this situation. Okay? Because you can block your deliverance. You can block somebody else's deliverance. Okay? We're in this thing together as one body of Christ. But we're right now, this is deliverance time. We're going to praise God for what He does. Okay? Later. But come on out of them now in the name of Jesus. Come out, every ungodly soul tie. Come out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit from those soul ties, come out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, we break your power. In Jesus' name, sexual soul ties be broken. Occultic spirits be broken. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, fear, doubt, and unbelief that came in through others. I break the threefold cord. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Get out of them. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Now amnesia. Get out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Get out of amnesia in the name of Jesus. Amnesia. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Deliverance blockers. I bind you. I break your power. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Disassociation. Shock. In the name of Jesus, I pull those hammers out of their chest. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. I pull the knives out of their back. I find the spirit of betrayal, and I command you to come out. In the name of Jesus, betrayal. In the name of Jesus, betrayed by father, betrayed by mother, betrayed by sibling, betrayed by uncle, betrayed by grandfather. Go, 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 go. Get out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Severe headaches. Be gone. You can't stay anymore. Get out, headache. In the name of Jesus. Migraine from guilt. I bind you. I break your power. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Frenzy go. Fear go. Lurking fear go. Paranoia go. Insomnia go. Nightmares go. Mare spirits go. Terror spirits go. Horror spirits go. Severe stress go. In the name of Jesus. Moderate stress go. Strangling stress go. Painful memory go. In the name of Jesus. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. All playback spirits. All flashback spirits. Go, 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 go. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Loose God's people. In the name of Jesus. Even all factory playback. All factory spirits go. Spirits of cream smells go. Muscle memory. The spirits of trigger muscle memory. Spirits of trigger cellular memory. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All bullying spirits get out. All physical abuse spirits get out. All child abuse spirits get out. Go, 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 go. Indoctrinations go. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of error get out. In the name of Jesus. Initiation spirits. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Sexual abuse. Leave God's people. In the name of Jesus. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. In Jesus' name. Go. In Jesus' name. Violator. Molester. Incest. Unclean. Insecurity. Confusion. Bipolar. Get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go.
a double-minded, unstable. In the name of Jesus, get out. In the name of Jesus, impaired judgment, can't make a decision. Go, 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 go. Anger. Go, anger. Seething anger. Go, seething anger. Get out agitation. Get out betrayal. Get out revenge. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. I separate anger from hatred, from murder. I break that threefold cord. I separate death, hell, and the grave. I break that threefold cord. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say, Lord, I repent. Bring vows I've made. Any unholy judgments I've made. Any inner vows I've made. Any outer vows. Spoken vows. Vows like, I'll never love again. I'll never let that happen again. I break all those vows. I command the spirits that enforce those vows to loose me now. In Jesus' name. Now get on out of them. Every spirit from the unholy vow, go, 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 go. Inner vows be broken in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Outer vows be gone in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Hidden works of darkness about to come out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Spoken vows. Even by their ancestors. I break the power of the ancestral vows in the name of Jesus. You got to go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Loose God's people now in the name of Jesus. Now, thank you, Father. This battle's won not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. That the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Father, I ask you to loose your angels here to swing their swords and root out the stubbornness in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, swing their swords. Cut off their claws, cut off their tentacles, cut off their handholds. In the name of Jesus, I forbid them to clone, to bone fly, to split. In the name of Jesus, come out. In the name of Jesus, go, go, say, I repent. For my own stubbornness. For stubbornness. As idolatry. And iniquity. In Jesus' name. And I command stubborn and stiff-necked spirits to leave me now. Also repent for pride. And renounce Leviathan and all the sons of pride. Also renounce Jezebel and Ahab and all like spirits. Command them all to come out of me. In Jesus' name. Now deep breath. Come on out of them now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every main spirit from the bowels. In the name of Jesus, Leviathan, come out. In the name of Jesus, loose them. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. The Lord rebuke you. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Stubbornness. Get out in the name of Jesus. Come out, stubborn. Come out, stiff-neck. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to do it my way. I break your power in the name of Jesus. This is the way I do it. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. This is the way we do it. Even religious pride. In the name of Jesus, we break your power. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Now fear, come out. Anxiety, come out. Panic, come out. Terror, come out. Numbing spirits, go. Stun and numb, come out in the name of Jesus. And mostly flat spirits. Shock, gaze. Despair, overactivity, withdrawal, detachment, depression, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, jealousy, murder, shame, false identity, lost identity, fractured identity, rejection, self-hatred, go, 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 broken hearted, come out, shattered heart, wounded heart, leave God's people, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 get out, wounded heart, shattered heart, broken heart, in the name of Jesus, get out, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, say all death. Has to flee me. Say, I repent for the adultery, the witchcraft, the fornication, the rebellion, everything in my life, everything my ancestors have done that has released the spirit of death against my life. and in my bloodline. I break those curses. I renounce those works. And I command all death to leave. I repent. If I've ever wished I was dead. If I've ever spoken words and said I'd be better off dead. They'd be better off without me. I repent for even my ancestors who spoke those words. I renounce suicide and all death in Jesus' name. Now deep breath. Come on out. Death, death, go. Death from seeing death. Death from the wages of sin. Death from the loss of a loved one. Bondage, control, witchcraft, sorcery, manipulation, rebellion, domination, bullying. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. Death wish. Come out. Suicide. Come out. In the name of Jesus. I wish I was dead. Come out. I'd be better off dead. They'd be better off without me. I break your power. Come out of God's people. Hopelessness, despair, disunity, dysfunction. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now raise your hands to heaven, church. Now I speak life into the people of God here, Lord, and to all that are here and in all who will participate. I ask you to cleanse their bodies of any toxins, Lord, and chemicals that are released through the trauma or any other source. I ask you to restore any damaged DNA, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That their immune systems, I speak to the immune systems and say, rise up and destroy the enemy. But I command that immune system to be reset and it shall not destroy their bodies. I thank you, Lord, that they have the ability to give themselves grace in the name of Jesus and to receive the grace and love of the living God as they walk out their salvation and deliverance with fear and trembling, loving you, Lord, as you show them how to love you. Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name to erase the unholy pictures, the unholy words, the unholy smells, and all sensual memory as they allow you, Jesus, to remove any disorder, disease, or disharmony in their bodies. I bless them, Lord. I command any trauma and shame associated with scent and attached to the skin. Go ahead and lower your hands when there's more deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thanks, Father. Any trauma and shame associated with scent attached to the skin to flee now in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. All cellular memory in this area. Every spirit that brings that up. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Get out of them. In the name of Jesus. I declare they have identity in Jesus and life more abundant. I thank you the blessings of God drive out the curse of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, who God has blessed can't be cursed. In the name of Jesus. That as they repent, they live that life being chased down and overtaken by the blessing of God. In the name of Jesus. I declare in Jesus' name that they will love you with all their heart and strength and love their neighbors as they love themselves. Now in Jesus' name, I command any remaining. And you who have been stubborn, I'm speaking to you, not to people. You who have been stubborn. You who have been hiding. You that are behind the shield, I strip you all down. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to loose your angels. To swing their swords. To swing their swords and do damage to the enemy kingdom in the name of Jesus. And to root those things out that have tried to remain that you've ordained to go today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And I command those spirits now to come out of their muscles, out of their ligaments, out of their tendons, out of their bones, out of their marrow, out of their heart, out of their lungs, out of their liver, out of their kidneys, out of their bowels, out of their spleen, out of the pancreas, out of the appendix, the stomach, the reproductive organs, the brain, the amygdala, the hypothalamus, the eyes, the ears, and the nose. And I thank you, Father, the alarms are turned off in Jesus' name. Every alarming spirit, get out now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I pray perpetual and ongoing deliverance over everyone here in the name of Jesus. Perpetual and ongoing deliverance. Even as you have submitted unto the living God, even in the night season you'll be delivered in the name of Jesus. Even when you're asleep you'll be delivered as your soul has come into agreement with the living God in the name of Jesus. Everybody raise your hand again. Hey, Lord. Fill me up. Fill me with your spirit. The spirit of the Lord. The spirit of wisdom. And counsel. And might. And understanding. And knowledge. And the fear of the Lord. Lord, I need to understand fully the fear of the Lord. So teach me, Lord. I am teachable. Say, Lord, I give you permission to soften my heart so that I can love with agape love. I give you permission in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, everybody.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.